already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
New illegal alien arrives. 200 million more immigrants in just 43 years. Our education, health, legal systems, environment, culture, infrastructure, and quality of life are eroded while taxpayers are burdened with unfair expense. Join California Coalition for Immigration Reform to tell politicians to stop now. Call toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or visit sayno2illegals.org.
Los Angeles is a sanctuary city disaster courtesy of Antonio Villaraigosa. The good news is you can do something about it. My name is Walter Moore, and I'm running for mayor of LA right now. I've got the credentials and platform needed to turn this city around. What I don't have yet is the $150,000 needed to qualify for matching funds and get a guaranteed spot in the televised mayoral debates. That's where you come in. People just like you have already contributed more than $10,000 to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which paid for this ad. All I need now is another $139,000 to get in that debate, clean his clock, win that election, turn this city around. We can repeal Special Order 40, but it's up to you to contribute. Will you help me save America's second largest city? If so, go to moreisbetter.com, two O's, moreisbetter.com. We'll make this city great again, moreisbetter.com. Thanks.
Besides free public benefits like health care, welfare, education, and housing, illegal aliens hit the jackpot with their anchor babies, born in our hospitals at our expense. These babies, 10% of all babies born here, are now citizens who can sponsor more families at age 18. Join California Coalition for Immigration Reform to tell politicians stop now before it's too late. Call toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to sayno2illegals.org.
heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, last night I was in the bastion of conservative republicanism. That's right. There were 500 hardcore Republicans there. I'll tell you about it later. And there was about 15 speakers who got up and spoke. And there was one common thread that ran through the whole event, through all the speeches, and through all the applause. Republicans are fed up with their party. That's right. Let me say it again. Republicans are angry. They are fed up with the Republican Party. Republicans are sick and tired, and they believe that the higher ups in the party, these elites, as you will, have abandoned the core principles and have moved to the left in defiance of the wishes of those very people who put them in office. Now, I'm sure that this is also a problem in the Democrat Party with some of the right-thinking Democrats who are there. And even though we do have some good Democrats, most of the Democrats are flaming left-wing liberal Democrats who are in hog heaven with the current Democrat policies. What am I saying? I'm saying that some Democrats are against this illegal alien invasion, and I am saying that most Democrats think that it's okay. Now, it angers me when we get back to the Republican Party that they have been so abandoned, but they continue to do the same things over and over and over. Republicans are not getting what they signed up for, folks. Most Democrats are. But if you're a Republican, you're not getting what you signed up to be a member of your party. You're not getting that. You're not getting that conservative Republican deal. What you are getting is some Republicans who suck and who have moved to the left and are absolutely 100% horrible. How did they get to this point, folks? How did the Republican Party, and if you ask why I'm talking about the Republican Party, because I don't even dare mention the Democrats, because most of them, they don't agree with what I have to say. They look at me like I'm crazy. Some do, but most don't. So I'm leaning toward the Republican Party because they are at least supposed to be conservative, and conservatism is what's going to save this country. Now, how did they get to this point? I can give you the answer in three words. Extreme party loyalty. That's right. Extreme party loyalty. Now, folks, I'm not telling you Republicans to go out and start voting for Democrats. I'm not saying that. What I am telling you is you've gotten to where you are by being loyal to a little bitty, teeny tiny letter next to somebody's name. Next to somebody's name. It's a letter next to somebody's name, but you're saying, oh, I'm going to vote for this cat. You go into the poll, into the voting booth, you say, who do I vote for? I'm going to vote straight Republican ticket, and you don't know nothing about these people. You're just going to mark their name because they happen to be Democrats, and you, Democrats do the same thing the Republicans do. Both parties are doing this. Party loyalty is killing both parties, especially the Republican Party. Let me repeat, because the Democrats mostly are getting what they signed up for, but the Republicans are not. You have not demanded, folks, that your party endorse people for office that think your thoughts, speak your language, and will hold to your principles. If the best thing you can say about your candidate is that he's better than the Democrat, then, my friends, that is sad. If the best thing you can say is, well, he's better than the Democrat would have been, that is hard. Listen to yourselves. Listen to yourselves when you say that. What you are saying is, my guy sucks, but he doesn't suck as much as the guy who sucks from the other party. That's ridiculous. What's good about him? What can you identify with this guy on? What things do you have in common with him? What are his principles and his beliefs compared to your principles and your beliefs? That's the things you should be asking about when you are deciding who you're going to vote for, not what little bitty small letter is next to some guy's name. This is outrageous. That kind of thinking has gotten you the worst president in the last 50 years. And if some Republican wants to call me up and tell me that there's been a worse president than George Bush, you please do it. Please do it. Please defend him. At this speech I gave last night, I said George Bush sucks in a house, in a room full 500 conservative people at the Nixon Library, where President Nixon is dead and buried. This is a place where there was nothing but hardcore conservative Republicans there, and I said Bush sucks, and everybody clapped. Everybody agreed. When is the last time you ever remembered hearing a party, either one, turn on the guy that represented them, their boss, their head guy? When's the last time you ever heard of that? I haven't heard of it in my years. This is the very first time. Even his own people are against him. The kind of thinking that got you George Bush also has gotten you John McCain, crazy as a loon. This guy is nuts. He is a lunatic. John McCain, Trent Lott, Prissy, Lindsey Graham, Jeff Flake, Chris Cannon, Saxby Chambliss, each of these politicians knows that the illegal alien invasion has done what it's done to America, and they still vote for amnesty. Still. They don't care what you think. They have sold out. Now, I'm going to be real plain about this. Is it because they owe somebody something? Is it because somebody's got some pictures of them doing something? Do they have to pay off an old political debt? Have they gone on the grift? Have they taken the payoff? What is this all about? Only they can answer that. But I'm telling you, these people are worse than Democrats. They are worse than whoever the guy was who would have gotten in there instead of them. And you know why? Because they are supposed to be conservative, and they are not. The Democrat who gets in there is supposed to be liberal, and when he acts liberal, he is being true to his code rather than being fake like these Republicans that I just named. And some of you will still, after all I've said, after all these clowns have done, some of you will go to that poll and you will still vote for these guys. You will still put an X next to their name or punch it, whatever kind of ballot you've got. You will still vote for these people because they are Republicans. Good Lord. This is unbelievable to me. I will vote for the most liberal, flaming, left-wing Democrat over Saxby Chambliss, over Lindsey Graham, over Jeff Flake. You know why? Because sometime you got to sink before you can rise. We'll get to that in a second. Maybe what the party needs is to experience a vast defeat. Now, they were thrown out of majorityism, if that's a word. They're not the majority in Congress anymore. They're not there. They don't have the power. The other party's got the power. The Republicans are now in the back seat. And maybe that's what they need. Maybe that's what it's going to take to get what you need as a conservative Republican. The party is like a strung-out junkie. That's what it is. As long as that junkie's getting his daily fix, he's happy. He doesn't have a care in the world. He's not going to climb out of that hole, folks, until he's hit rock bottom and recognized what he is. Maybe that's what has to happen to the Republican Party. That hasn't happened yet. Maybe it's got to hit rock bottom. Maybe they've got to get enough votes where they can outvote the Republicans every single time before the Republican Party will start putting in candidates that are about something, that are worth something, and do what the people want, what the constituents ask them to do. Until you Republicans stop voting for somebody based on that little letter by their name, your party will continue to slide toward oblivion. You have lost 40% of your contributions from regular people. We're not talking about corporations. The money that people send, 40% down. I won't be happy till it's 100% down. When it's 100% down, you will have gotten their attention, and they will listen to you. They will go against amnesty. They will stop spending money like a drunken sailor. They will be on the right side of the gun issue. They will do all the things that American conservatives want them to do. But until you stop giving your money, until you stop voting for them with this stupid party loyalty, nothing is going to change. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. There are some good Republicans, lots of them in Congress, and they're holding the line against this invasion. But in the next election, you must demand that those running for office support deportation of every illegal alien in the country. I'm going to say it again. Deportation of every illegal alien in the country, and it can be done. We don't have to round up anybody. We just make it hard for them to live here, and they will go home. We don't violate anybody's human or civil rights. We make it where they have to obey the laws. You can't hire them. You can't clothe them. You can't school them. You can't put them in an apartment building. You can't give them any welfare. Do that, and trust me, they will leave. You must insist that the bad Republicans start acting like the good Republicans. That's what it takes. And I will tell you this, beware of any politician, being Democrat or Republican, especially Republican, though, beware of anybody who says we must secure the border first before doing anything else, because anything else means one thing and one thing only. It means amnesty. I'll say it again. Beware of anybody, including Sean Hannity and some of these radio people who say we must secure the border first. We must secure the border, period. And then we must deport these people and jail these employers and these banks and everybody else that has aided and abetted the illegal aliens stay here. That's what we must do. There is no doing this first and something else later. Any elected official or person running for office who makes this statement is an amnestyite, plain and simple. And that includes McCain, Romney, Brownback, Giuliani, Thompson, and every other Republican candidate with the exception of Hunter and Tancredo. That's right. They want to amnesty illegal aliens, and all you have to do is listen to their language to hear it plain and simple. There's no mystery here, folks. You must demand better. You must start demanding better. The choices are there. But if your only concern is beating Hillary, and believe me, I want Hillary beat. But if that's your only concern, and you're going to end up with somebody like Rudy Giuliani, who is anti-gun, pro-abortion, pro-homosexual marriage, and pro-illegal alien amnesty, if these are the things that you want, then that's what you're going to get from Rudy Giuliani. But guess what? As long as he beats Hillary, that's okay. No, it's not. As long as your only concern is beating Hillary and your stupid, stupid party loyalty, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. And you know what that is? It's nothing. And you know what nothing from nothing is. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Rimmage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about political favoritism and why any kind of favoritism compromises the integrity of our criminal justice system. Sheriff Lee Baca's ridiculously early release and subsequent reincarceration of his celebrity inmate was unnecessary and irresponsible. His list of excuses for the early release, as poorly expressed by his spokesman, only served to cause further deterioration in the public's confidence that Los Angeles County's criminal justice system works effectively and equally for all. We've heard the sheriff saying it was his decision. Of the many excuses we've heard for the early release, none would justify compromising the integrity of our criminal justice system. If this had been an isolated instance, we could easily get past it. But this incident comes on the heels of news reports of the sheriff's directing $650,000 of contract fees away from inmate services to wine and dine his executives. On behalf of 8,000 hardworking deputy sheriffs and district attorney investigators, we demand that the sheriff put a stop to any political favoritism. The continuous current practice of special treatment for some translates to unfair treatment for everyone. I'm Steve Rimmage. Thanks for listening, and please drive carefully.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. Folks, if anybody out there has a friend or relative who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. Want to welcome all the good folks tonight on KFNX 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Dawn, KDWN, 720 AM in Las Vegas, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. If you're nice, I'm nice. If you're nasty, woo, man, that number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, just when you thought another Republican wouldn't put his foot in his mouth, Senate Republican Trent Lott proves that you can have both feet in your mouth at the same time and still utter a stupid word. Now, make no mistake about it. The rotten Senate Republicans who have conspired to pass this lawless amnesty are taking the heat at an unprecedented level. I mean, they're getting the heat, folks. They're getting it from all over, from their constituents and everybody else. The American people had their flamethrowers out for the past 3 weeks, and these senators are feeling the blaze. You have lit them up, and you're going to keep lighting them up. They understand it. Now, the American people can't just be angry over this issue. Oh, no. Therefore, we can't just bring the heat because we're mad. In the eyes of these traitorous politicians, somebody has to be putting us up to it. We can't just do it on our own. Well, guess who this villain is? The Mississippi Maroon, that's Bugs Bunny for moron, the Mississippi Maroon said, quote, talk radio is running America. We have to deal with that problem, end quote. Talk radio is running America. Thank God for talk radio, the last bastion of truth, justice in the American way, where somebody can hear the real, where somebody can get the knowledge, where somebody can get it unfettered and unslanted. That's what's going on talk radio. Talk radio, the same one that defended this clown when he slipped and said something about the old man over there being president. Yeah, he slipped and said something about that. This guy's ex-Ku Klux Klan member of talk radio defending him. Now he's turned on talk radio. And what about this other comment? Deal with the problem. What you going to do? Shut us down, Trent? What, are you going to take away our First Amendment rights? Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to tell us what we can say and what we can't say, especially now when they were agreeing and defending you? It was okay. But now you want to, quote, deal with the problem. Unbelievable. To show his arrogance, this old fart said, quote, Senate Republican leaders may try to rein in younger guys who are huffing and puffing against the bill, end quote. In other words, some of the younger senators, they're not having it. They're not going for the amnesty, so they're going to rein them in. Why don't you go somewhere and rein that comb over you got on top of your head? Why don't you go somewhere and get a personality? Why don't you go somewhere and figure out the American people don't want what you want? And that you sold out to this piss-poor president that we got, and now you want to be just like him when you grow up. When are you going to understand that the American people are against you, they are against these sellout senators, and they are against Kennedy and Bush? Figure it out, Trent Lott. You suck. But worse than that, you're the most horriblest clown of the week. Let me tell you folks something. I was with Tom Tancredo last night. I had a fundraiser for him, and they raised some money for this guy, and there were some great people. A packed room at the Nixon Library. Never been there before. What a nice place. But let me tell you what I want you to do for me. Tom is not getting a fair shake from these people. Tom is not getting a fair shake in the media. I went to Hannity's website, Hannity.com. Go to his website and look at the poll on the left side, Hannity.com. Sean Hannity's got 10 things listed there that he wants you to vote that he thinks that to see what you think about is the most important issue for the 2008 election. Here's the things he has listed: abortion, illegal immigration, free trade, gun rights, war on terror, international relations, Social Security, the UN, education, free trade. All stuff that I'm really concerned about, all 10 of them. What do you think on Sean Hannity, the guy that kisses the butt of Rudy Giuliani every day, tells him, and he puckers up to do it, folks. The guy Sean Hannity on his own website, guess what the number one issue that people called in and voted on the Internet? Illegal immigration. Illegal immigration. Now, let's sort this out. 46.17. 46% of the people that took this poll said, you know what? Illegal immigration is the worst. Second was war on terror, 31%. You know what the third one was? The third one was abortion at 2%. The rest of the seven are less than 2% each. 46% of the people that took this poll said that illegal immigration was the number one issue. Now, having said that, on his website, his poll, having said that, Sean has got to acknowledge that people are concerned about this issue. Now, we're not talking about just the border, because with him, it's seal the border, seal the border. He sounds like a parrot. Seal the border, seal the border, seal the border. There's more to this issue than the border. What is happening is these people come past the border, come to our cities, and they do all the damage here. Schools, the prisons, the hospitals, you know the routine. It's more than the border, Sean, but here's what he does. He talks about the border only, and then the next 10 words out of his mouth are all Rudy, 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 Rudy. Rudy this, Rudy that. Rudy's going to do this. I was with Rudy on a plane. Rudy's my friend. I went here with Rudy. I went there with Rudy. Rudy Giuliani is a horrible guy. He's horrible if you're a Republican, and he's horrible if you're a Democrat because he's against both sides. Rudy Giuliani, so-called, can win. That's why Sean is sucking up to him. I want you people to contact Sean and say, Sean, your own website says this illegal invasion is the number one issue. Why don't you give equal time to a candidate who is well-versed in this issue and agrees with the American public, agrees with the people on your poll, and agrees with those of us who live in these dire situations caused by this invasion? Why don't you give some equal time to the two guys, and we're talking about Duncan Hunter and Tom Tancredo, give them equal time that you give sucking up to Rudy Giuliani and spouting Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. He gives more time to Fred Thompson, who's not even in the race. He gives more time to I can't even think of the guy's name, Newt Gingrich, who's not even in the race. He's given more time to those people than he is to the people that address the number one issue on his poll. Go to his website, Hannity.com. You can leave a message there for him and tell him that you want Tom Tancredo and Duncan Hunter. You want to give them equal time because they are addressing the issue of the poll on this website. Tell him that. Go there and put the pressure on. He has got the power, folks, and what he can do, if he puts Tom's name out there, Tom will have the press, Tom will have the time, Tom will have the name recognition to do this thing. But if he doesn't do that and keeps spouting Rudy, 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 I'm starting to think he's got a love affair going on with Rudy Giuliani. I mean, this is outrageous. And this is a guy who he wouldn't have given the time of day 10 years ago because the guy is pro-abortion, pro-homosexual marriage, anti-gun, pro-illegal immigration. This guy here is the worst of the worst, and Sean is kissing up to him every day. And you can put the pressure on. Hannity.com, you can leave a message. Folks, we had Duncan Hunter scheduled tonight. He had to vote on a bill. He's a ranking member on the Armed Service Committee. At the last minute, he couldn't come. He may come in the second half hour. We understand. When we booked him, we knew that could possibly happen. It's one of those things, and what he's doing is a lot more important than being here on our show. So we appreciate him, and we will get him at a later date. If we don't get him tonight, if he comes later, we will put him right on. But before that happens, we're going to take our break, folks. We're going to listen to our good friend, Mr. Augustin Cebada of the Brown Berets d'Aslan. This is courtesy of CCIR. Mr. Cebada is a great American. He's a racist bastard. And let me tell you something else. He will tell you how he feels about white folks, and I can only imagine if he feels that way about white folks, how he must feel about me. He's going to tell you what he thinks you should do. I will play this clip until we wear it out, till you can see through the CD. It's worn out so much. We're going to keep playing it because we're going to put him out there for what he is. And so you will know, they call everybody racist. These people are the racists. This is the Klan with a tan. This is the chosen people, the Israelites of the new millennium. Here's our buddy.
I was Dean Cebada, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours, it's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of our people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
They told me to say, but you know what? They're right. Go there and see the best for yourself and get the best price by asking for the Dennis Prager price list. Vista Lexus in Woodland Hills off the 101 freeway, Canoga exit.
870 KRLA.
Los Angeles is a sanctuary city disaster courtesy of Antonio Villaraigosa. The good news is you can do something about it. My name is Walter Moore, and I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I've got the credentials and platform needed to turn this city around. What I don't have yet is the $150,000 needed to qualify for matching funds and get a guaranteed spot in the televised mayoral debates. That's where you come in. People just like you have already contributed more than $10,000 to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which paid for this ad. All I need now is another $139,000 to get in that debate, clean his clock, win that election, turn this city around. We can repeal Special Order 40, but it's up to you to contribute. Will you help me save America's second largest city? If so, go to moreisbetter.com, two O's, moreisbetter.com. We'll make this city great again. Moreisbetter.com. Thanks.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States. Folks, I'm serious. Go to Hannity.com and email this guy and tell your friends to do it too. Email him and ask him why he's sucked up to Rudy Giuliani so much and he won't give equal time to somebody who is at least addressing the issue that's number one on his poll. Not the Rasmussen poll, not the Gallup poll. The Hannity.com poll says that 46% and the next one down is 31%. 46% of the people on there said that the illegal invasion is the number one issue. He needs to have people on more often, TV and radio, that are addressing the issue that's number one on his poll. That's unbelievable. Let's go to Barbara Cole calling from Orange County. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, Terry, wasn't last night electric?
It was great. Fabulous.
Fabulous. And I want to thank you so much for being such a contributor to this absolutely fantastic program. I want to thank your wonderful listeners who attended this program. And my phone has been going nuts all day long. People talking about how incredible you were, how incredible the program was. And it was one of the best programs they ever attended. Thank you, Terry. And now I would like to advise you, Terry, publicly, that I am getting emails from throughout the nation talking also about sponsoring fundraising and book signing events for Congressman Tancredo. And I would like to let you know, just so it's not a surprise, that I am advocating to them, if they wish to do this, that you will be the person who will introduce them.
Well, I'll tell you.
Hello, Terry.
Yeah, you caught me, Barbara. I would be honored. If I can at all make it to these events, I would be honored to do it. Absolutely.
Absolutely fabulous. And I think on your situation with Hannity, I'm going to quote a very popular cliche in the group of CCIR. Hannity is just as big a hypocrite as Bush, Karl Rove, Trent Lott, et cetera.
He really is, Barbara.
He absolutely is, because he talks about securing our borders. He talks about protecting our people. And then it's Rudy.
It's sickening.
Which is an open borders advocate, a sanctuary city advocate, a NAFTA. You forgot to add that, Terry.
Oh, my bad. You're right.
He's making billions off of this NAFTA deal, which he is a critical player in. He is pro-gun control. The list goes on and on and on. And the bottom line is, if George Bush or Karl Rove or Trent Lott took a sudden stop, it would take the jaws of life to extricate Hannity.
Yes, it would.
And we all know what I mean.
Good luck, jaws of life.
Yeah, right. Just one last thing I want to throw in, Terry. People, good people, hit those phones, hit those faxes. We are dealing with the survival of our nation.
That's right.
Here and now.
Nothing less.
And if this treacherous, life-threatening amnesty is passed, Tom Tancredi said it very clearly last night, this is the tipping point, folks. Hit those phones, hit those faxes. The phones are toll-free, 866-340-9281. Again, that is 866-340-9281. Get on those phones tomorrow, folks, before you even go to work. We've got to do another blast stopping this life-threatening amnesty, because they are welcoming criminals and terrorists into our communities. It has got to be stopped. It has got to be killed once and for all.
All right, Barbara.
Get it hard, folks, please, before you even go to work, okay?
Thanks for the call, kid. Take care.
You betcha.
Great event last night. All right, let's go to Jerry, calling from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, Barbara, I second that. I second Barbara's thing. But let me say this real quick. Like, in 1787, they started a constitutional convention in New York on the Bill of Rights and our Constitution. Last night, I was amongst Americans who are the heritage of those people. Some came a little later, but they're here. Now, on tonight, on American Hannity with America, he did a tribute to John Wayne. Most important, which was good, but the most important thing was what you said earlier, Terry. You need to let him know that you saw that part on the Border Patrol where they're attacking our guys with rocks. They come across the line, they go back across the line. They are illegally killing our Border Patrol agents. People, we are in a real war. And if Sean Hannity can put that stuff on, then he can put Tom Tancredo on.
That's right.
What you do, folks, you do like what I do with Lou Dobbs. I call Lou Dobbs at New York. I call Lou Dobbs in L.A. and talk to Casey Wyman. You talk to the Fox News, and you tell Sean Hannity to buy, however you want to do it, email or whatever you want to do, and you tell him that you were so interested in that program that he had Sunday night on American Sean Hannity's America, and the tribute that he gave to the Border Patrol agents and how they were being murdered and sacrificed and everything else, and you tell him we want Tom Tancredo on his show on a regular basis like they do Lou Dobbs.
All right, Jerry. Thanks for the call, buddy.
We will yank him out of this country and send him back to wherever he came from.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Great show. And great Americans last night. I was just so proud just to even be there.
Thanks for the call, Jerry. Let's go to Nana calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Nana, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. This is Tennessee Nana. We have a thread going for you on freerepublic.com.
Uh-huh.
And we were hoping to listen to Duncan Hunter, but we love to listen to you anyway.
And Nana, I'm going to repeat, it was very important what he had to do. It was a last-minute deal. They told us he couldn't make it. They did contact us.
We understand.
Yeah, he didn't just stiff us, you know what I mean? But that's radio, and that's being a congressman. That's the way it is.
Yes. Now, listen, a couple of weeks ago you mentioned that you had a toll-free number for the White House.
Right.
And is it possible, could we possibly have it so we could call the White House beside calling? We have been calling and calling and calling to the Senate. And also now, of course, we're adding the House now, too.
Yeah.
And, because this amnesty bill has really got to die with a stake in its heart and be buried for all time.
Okay. We're going to give that number out before the end of the show, Nana.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Absolutely, so people can have it. We'll take care of that. We appreciate hearing from you from Tennessee, and I'm sorry, you folks, we didn't get to have Duncan on. Next week, we'll have Ron Paul, so you'll get to hear from him. We'll get Duncan on at a later date. Thanks for calling, Nana. We appreciate it. You take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Thomas calling from Winnetka. Thomas, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. It's good to hear from you again.
Hey, buddy, how you been?
I wanted to amen what the previous caller said. But I've been listening to John and Ken, and I love John and Ken, and they've done a lot. But I think John is a little deceived by Giuliani also. He was talking about how he thought Giuliani was such a great guy, and he would make a good president. We need to contact John and Ken. I've sent him several emails saying, please stop supporting Giuliani.
And Thomas, not only that, you know what I heard John say the other day? I heard, they do a great service to the country, and I'm not knocking them, but he said, if they secure that border first and convince the American people that the border's secured, that the American people would be willing to give a break to the 20, 30 million illegal aliens here. He's absolutely wrong about that. We're not giving a break to nobody. We don't want them here. We do want the border closed, but we want these people out of here. So he's dead wrong on that one.
Oh, definitely. I don't want to give them any break, because if we give them a break, what other criminal law are we going to give a break to?
I've never gotten one. Every law I've ever broke, I had to pay up on it. You know, be it a traffic ticket or whatever. So I'm telling you, people don't understand. Americans have no laws they can break.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I as a black person can't, you know, break into someone's house and the cops pull me over and say you can't arrest me because I'm black. Then why should they be able to hide behind being Mexican?
Doesn't work that way, brother.
No, and I don't go for any of this racism talk that they try to put on people. If you're a citizen, you can say racism all day, but if you're an illegal alien, you don't have a leg to stand
on. You heard the racism right before we went to our break. That's your racism. But let me say this. We feel the same way. You know, I'm a black man. I don't want the Haitians here if they come illegal, the Dominicans. I don't want the Africans here. It has nothing to do with race with me. I don't want the English or the French or the Germans. I don't want anybody here illegally, Canadians, nobody. But it just so happens the vast majority of these people are from Mexico. That's the way it is. Thomas, thanks for the call, buddy. Good to hear from
you. Thank you very much.
Take care. Let's go to Dean calling from San Antonio, Texas. Dean, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Terry.
Yes, sir.
I called once before. You started out this program by talking about the presidential candidates, and I'd just like to say a little bit more about that if I could.
Yes, sir.
People, you know, this dumbed-down society we have, you know, I mean, it's not the people's fault. We know why. But they latch on to sound bites, and I heard a good one the other day concerning the presidential elections, and it goes like this. This ain't American Idol. people need to do their homework. There's something I've heard you speak little of, the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, and people need to find out who's a member of that.
Who is so, and who isn't, absolutely.
Main ones are, you know. I mean,
right.
you can't cast your vote on because you like somebody's hair or their smile or their race or their gender. There's a lot more to it, and people need to do a little study and find out.
Well said, Dean.
Okay, that's
well said, and you know what? To do their homework on these people, and Dean, you'll attest to this, do the homework. It's not a big deal. It's not hard. If you've got a computer, it's very easy. If you don't have a computer, you can make two or three phone calls and know everything you need to know. So
absolutely.
It's not a hard deal. We're not talking about 20 days or a month of constant surveillance to find out. You can find out everything you need to know in 10 minutes on a guy. So. It's no excuse for people not doing their homework, and there's no excuse for being an uninformed voter. I totally agree.
Absolutely. So just to do this one thing, track down the CFR connection.
It's very important.
Eliminate most of that panel up there.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for the call. Call me again, Dean.
I will do.
All right. Let's go to Seamus calling from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Seamus, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, I just want all your listeners to know that Trent Lott does not speak for Mississippians.
We knew that already, but we appreciate you calling and saying it, buddy.
Well, talk radio here is furious. Super Talk Mississippi, WJNT News Talk 1180. People are just calling in outraged. People used to support him, and he was up for re-election last year, and he said at that time, he published an article called Security First, Amnesty Never, which is on his website. And I'm with the Mississippi Federation for Immigration Reform and Enforcement.
Right.
And we have a website, and if you don't mind me giving that out.
Never would mind that. Go ahead.
Thank you. It's mfire.org. And we had a protest in front of Trent Lott's Jackson office on May 31st in downtown Jackson.
Good for you.
We had about 70 people show up, and this is the first time we've ever had a protest against any of our politicians. And on the events page of mfire.org, we have photos of that protest.
Give that website again, Seamus.
mfire.org.
All right, buddy. We're gonna check that out and see what's going on. We appreciate the call. We knew he didn't represent everybody there. And you know what? This guy wasn't always this way. And he sold out to somebody. I say it again. We don't know if they got pictures of him doing something he shouldn't be doing. We don't know if he's taking some money from somebody. We don't know what it is. It's amazing to me, though, that with the exception of Lindsey Graham, it's usually those who just got reelected and got 6 years to go where nobody else is going to bother him. You know what I mean? Yeah. Same thing with John Kyle. He's got 6 years to go. He doesn't have to worry about it.
Well, some of Mississippians have called his office, and particularly in Washington, they're not very friendly. In the other cities, they are. But sometimes people have been told, well, Trent Lott doesn't really care what you think because he's not running for re-election when he's going to retire.
What an arrogant thing to say.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Sometimes they've even been hung up on.
Unbelievable. Seamus, thanks for the call. Call me again, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Folks, that White House number, toll free, 1-866-346-9281. That's 866-346-9281. We'll give it out again before the end of the show. Let's go to Crazy Steve calling from Austin, Texas. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
I'll be real quick. Greetings from the Republic of Austin, Moscow on the Colorado. Everybody's got to still remember that agents Ramos and Campion are still rotting in prison because George Bush put them there.
That's right.
And AmericanFreedomRiders.com has protests in various cities around the country in favor of these guys. I don't care if it's just two people that come out. It keeps the issue alive. One time it was just me and two people out here in Austin, but when people see this thing, they're reminded of it, and they remember it. Even if you're on a back street on a Saturday, just two people holding a flag in front of the courthouse, people remember Ramos and Campeón. Coming up on the fourth Saturday, which would be the 23rd, they're having them in Hartford, Connecticut, North Branford, Connecticut, West Haven, Connecticut, Blaine, Washington, Castro Valley, California. Come out, go to AmericanFreedomRiders.com to find out more on how to contact people on this thing. These people, take your Saturday off. It doesn't matter if it's too hot or rainy. Ramos, he's suffering 23 hours.
Wear a raincoat, wear a hat, you know, get an umbrella.
He's
under
23 hours lockdown.
That's right.
And one final thing, there's also against that rotten Johnny Satan. There's going to be a big rally June 30th, 2007, sponsored also by the American Freedom Riders and U.S. Border Watch in San Antonio, Texas. And if you can get down there, it's going to be at the in front of Johnny Rotten's office there. We're going to be protesting against her, giving a big thunderous, you know, what you call a Bronx cheer there with all the motorcycles. Gary Brugman's going to be speaking, and the families of Ignacio Ramos and Juan Jose Compeon.
Joe Lawyer was with us last night. Boy, he gave us an earful.
Yeah.
Got to go, Steve. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
Bye. Take care. Let's go to Mark, calling from Redford, Michigan. Mark, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
Pretty good, buddy.
Hey, listen, I've got a couple of problems with what you said. I might have to designate you the horrible clown of the week for excluding Ron Paul. And what
Hold on, buddy. It was a slip. It was a slip, and we're going to have him on next week. And my producer's sitting right here and said, you forgot Ron Paul. I was going to clean it up.
All right, let me go a little bit farther than that. With Duncan Hunter and Tom Tancredo, this love fest you seem to have with them.
Yes.
You know, Hunter's with the Israeli lobby. You know, the Real ID Act was voted for by Tom Tancredo.
I am a fan of the Real ID Act.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. For the invaders, maybe that's what Ron Paul says, but not for Americans.
Well, I mean, it's all a matter of opinion, Mark. And as far as the Israeli thing, that's not even a consideration for me, because the number one issue in this country is this illegal invasion. I want to know how they feel about that. Everything else is secondary for me.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think that's why you like Ron Paul. And when you go to his website, Ron Paul 2008, you're going to see that he says, physically secure our borders and coastlines, enforce visa rules, no amnesty, no welfare for illegal aliens.
I do like Ron Paul, but Ron Paul does not use the term illegal alien. He calls them immigrants. So he and I got a problem there, but that's minor. That's minor. But I am a fan of his. I do believe in the guy, but I like Tom Tancredo because Tom is out front on this issue more than Ron Paul is. Ron Paul's a constitutionalist. I understand that. But on this issue, this number one issue in this country, nobody has had the guts that Tom Tancredo has had.
I'll tell you one thing. When you have Ron Paul on next week, you ask him directly all those things that you just said, and
I'll
show you the kind of guts that Ron Paul has.
You're
going to have a bunch of callers, and anybody that wants to check him out can go to ronpaul2008. That's his website.
Appreciate it, Mark.
Ron Paul is the guy.
Appreciate it, Mark. We will ask him the tough questions, and I apologize to you and to the rest of the listeners. It was a slip. I meant to mention his name with the other three, but I didn't. My slip.
Thank you, Terry,
Mark,
admitting that. I appreciate
it. Not a problem, buddy.
Thanks
for the call.
Okay.
Let's go to John, calling from Clovis, California. John, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
Hey, Terry, hey, just real quick.
Yes, sir.
Wanted to let you know the corruption is running so deep with the illegal immigration in Congress. We need to make these guys irrelevant, and there is a way. Our founding fathers thought this might happen at some point. Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution there's two ways to make an amendment to the Constitution. One is through the Congress. One is by two-thirds of the states voting for it, which means we need 34 of the states. We already have 31 of the states on board for a balanced budget amendment. We only need three more. You got to get two-thirds to get the amendment going. Then you got to get three-quarters of them to ratify it. Well, the amendment I'd like to propose is to make these guys irrelevant. We had 2.5 million people in the United States when the United States started. We have 300 million people now. So we multiply the number of congressmen we have and the number of senators we have by 100. We don't let them go to D.C. every 5 minutes. They stay in their own districts, and also we don't pay them as much as they get paid now, and we don't give them pensions. But the corruption would stop because a lot of these people we'd know, they'd live down the street from us. You know, we'd have, instead of 100 senators,
John, it'd be
10,000 senators.
There'd be accountability.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. Got to go, buddy. Thanks for the call. Great idea, John. Thanks for the call, buddy. Sure. Let's go to Tom, calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Tom, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, the way that we can stop the Senate bill and some of this madness is we have to inform the country about the worst part of the illegal alien invasion. We spend the least little or no time talking about it. You touched on it with the Brown Berets. It's all about the concept of Aztlan and Reconquista and how they want to take over power and control of the country.
Racist.
As a race. And
racist.
I'm glad you're encouraging people to contact Sean Hannity. We should contact all the TV and radio personalities because most of them don't even know about it.
Tom, you're right on the money.
Take it seriously enough. And there are four senators who I think would talk about it in the Senate debates, which hasn't been talked about at all, if they were contacted by enough people. That's DeMint, Sessions, Coburn, and Inhofe, and get everybody talking about Aztlan, Reconquista, and the whole idea of being conquered and invaded.
You're
the only one that talks about it a little bit. We need to spread the word all over the country.
Tom, this is the first race of people that ever came to our country as either immigrants or illegal aliens and talked about conquering us.
This
is the first time anybody has ever come here and said they were going to conquer us as a country. And it's not just those people who come across that border. Some of these Americans are doing it. Some of these racist politicians, some of these mayors, some of these governors, some of these racist politicians in this country are with them with this Reconquista movement. Tom, thanks for the call, buddy. Great call. Let's go to Laird, calling from La Habra, California. Laird, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Terry, have you heard the latest talking points from those who are in favor of the Senate bill on amnesty? That if you're against the Senate bill, you are for the status quo.
Right. And who created the status quo, Laird? Who created the status quo? The ones in office. They created the status quo. And what is the status quo? Very simply, the non-enforcement of existing laws. That's the status quo.
The greatest departure from the status quo would be to enforce the law.
Absolutely.
And
well said.
They're also saying that if you are against the bill, you're in favor of a blanket amnesty.
Well, that's not an amnesty. The only amnesty is going to come if this bill comes. But let me tell you something. When they use that term status quo, they created it. That means they've been sitting on their rotten butts all this time, haven't done anything, and created a status quo.
Terry, well, we've tried to do everything but enforce the law.
We've tried
everything else.
Well said.
We had Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986. We got the amnesty, not the enforcement. One of the motivations of passing NAFTA was to slow down illegal immigration
by stimulating
the economy.
None of it happened.
We have tried everything with the exception of actually enforcing the law.
Absolutely.
We don't need to pass any more laws.
No new laws are needed, just enforce the ones there.
We have no intention to enforce them.
Thanks for the call, Larry.
You're welcome, Terry.
Right on the money, buddy. Right on the money. Let's go to Ron, calling from L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say? You got about 20 seconds.
Yeah, I have to say that the politicians, especially Senators Graham, McCain and Lott, especially Lott and McCain, those are your big sellouts. And I hope someone runs against Graham and gets his rear end out and any other GOP person who runs against it, because you could expect this from the liberals,
Monologue was about tonight. You don't expect this from the conservative side. Ron, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
And you know what? Lindsey Graham is being very, very arrogant now, claiming he's got $4 million in his war chest and he'll take on anybody. He's not worried about nothing because he knows he's going to win. That number, folks, call him, 1-866-340-9281, 866-340-9281. Real quick, let's go to Pat from Northridge. Pat, what do you hear? What do you say? You got about 5 seconds.
I'd like to encourage everybody to call Sean Hannity hammer him.
Hammer him on this issue. Hammer him. Why does your poll not? Why do you have a poll on there that says this is the number one issue, and you won't bring on people that agree with your pollers? That's what you should be telling them. Pat, thanks for the call. Gotta go, folks. I want to thank everybody that participated tonight. We do need your help to stay on the air. Please, please, please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California 91604. Don't forget this week with the swings, we got two great ones. When Truth and Humor Collide, and Must We Kill to Kill the Amnesty. Great stuff. You can read it on our website this week with the swings. Thank my Chandler, my engineer, Mel, for taking your calls, my producer, Mike Wolner, Rusty Childress, ImmigrationBuzz.com, Mark Edwards, folks, all you in Phoenix, coming on right now, KFNX, Kevin James, every weekday night at 9 p.m. right here on KLA. Buy something new that made in America, folks. Help American people stay in business. It is very important. If you don't do it, who will? Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, folks. TheTerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget to call 1-866-340-9281. The Congress of the United States. Don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the updated information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles.